see he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did, but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
And I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Welcome to my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, featuring my castmates Veronica Escobar Winters and Ty Jordan. All season long, we'll be discussing real topics that matter to you from a real and free perspective: spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health and well-being. Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Tune in live at 323-693-3043 or by clicking on the link posted on my Sade Champagne social media pages. You can always listen back on demand and download every episode on iTunes. Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Hello, everyone. That was The Best in Me by Marvin Sapp. Welcome to episode 7 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. Thank you to the phenomenal TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and to Caitlin Quake for singing background vocals. You'll be hearing more of my work with them throughout this year and many years to come. Thank you so much to Kata Mafiaso from Grind Hard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. This 13-episode, 60-minute-ish long show will focus on spiritual, mental, and emotional health and well-being, and is the most transparent, vulnerable, and empowering project I have ever taken on. I'll be sharing testimonies and stories from my life, what I believe, and why I believe this way, and sharing my personal journey to divine health and wellness. We'll be discussing topics like food, relationships, fitness, prayer, meditation, self-love, grace, faith, overcoming fear, anxiety, depression, panic, and so much more. We'll be speaking life into you and your dreams, encouraging your heart, and praying for your every need. I'll be featuring my mentors, favorite speakers, and authors throughout the season. Every episode will be available on iTunes. Search Spirit in Soul with Sade Champagne, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. I am so glad to be here with you this evening, morning, or afternoon, depending on where you are tuning in from around the globe. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional treasure finder. I find the golden treasure that is already in every person, and I point it out. I do this however I feel led in my heart, through my voice, music, creativity, resources, time, philanthropy, ideas, however I want to and feel led to. I am a receiver and giver of grace. I am very thankful to be living and pursuing my dreams every single day while helping others to live and pursue theirs and being able to reach people all around the world. The title of tonight's episode is The Gift of Singleness. The Gift of Singleness. This is our Valentine's Day special, aka Single Awareness Day. And I get asked all the time about my love life, dating, and marriage. People are always shocked to find out that I am almost 30 years old and single with no kids. They are even more shocked to find out that I'm happily single. Say what? I'll be sharing why I believe this is a gift and why I'm content and how to embrace whatever season you are in for your life. Veronica and I are bringing another Woman to Woman segment. I have a new story time segment, Mythbusters. I'll be sharing more words of life and answering your questions. At the end of every episode, as usual, I'll be taking your prayer requests and praying for any additional needs I feel on my heart for you. I love tea. As you guys know, it's so relaxing and rejuvenating to me and to others who I'm sure also enjoy it. And for all our tea lovers out there, I'm giving away more of my favorite teas just like I did last week. Someone is going to win another gift bag with a variety of green, chamomile, ginger, peppermint, lemon teas, and more. Stay tuned in tonight and follow my Facebook and Twitter pages to see when and how you can win. I'll be giving away fun prizes and gifts all season long. My Power of Dream Tour is always booking new shows and performances. As you guys know, I'm going to be performing at a lot of the Relay for Life shows coming up in the Ventura County area. And this spring, we're going to be in San Luis Obispo for Grizzly Youth Academy and other events there. We'll also be in Ventura County, Orange County, Kern County, LA County, Fresno, and more. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my Power of a Dream Tour, or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see our full schedule and my personal full schedule. Just look under events. Lastly, thank you to everyone who has been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the recording studio again very soon with TK and Caitlin Quake, whom you heard earlier on my theme song. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'm live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram, I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Spirit and Soul, or GHR, to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already been tweeting me, Facebooking me, Instagramming, YouTubing, and emailing me. Your support amazes me. We're going to get right into our first segment of the night, story time. This is where I share stories from my life. People can argue Bible verses and theology with you all day long, but no one can take away what God has done for you. Tonight I want to talk about me being single, why I believe it's a great gift, and how to embrace whatever season you are in, wherever you are in your life. First off, I'm not single because I'm waiting. I'm single because I'm single. Let me say that again. I'm not single because I'm waiting. I'm single because I'm single. Take a moment to let that soak in. It's funny because I don't consider myself to be odd or awkward or different than people around me because I'm just living my life. This is my normal life, and I don't realize that who I am and how I think or see things is not ordinary until I'm in situations or circumstances to see that supposedly this is not the everyday thing. But, you know, especially growing up in religion and a lot of institutionalized church and traditional church, you know, I had so much of people always questioning why I was single, because I've been single for a very, very, very long time, and it always shocks a lot of people, especially with the fact that I'm going to be 30 this year, and they're always surprised that I don't have any kids either, and that I'm almost 30 years old, and the fact that I'm happily single. I feel like me being single or anyone who is single doesn't have to be the main focus of your life. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be that I'm single because I'm waiting or there's a piece of me that's lacking. I am a full person. You are a full and whole person. And I believe that anyone who comes into my life, anyone who comes into your life is going to add on or complement who we already are. I cannot look to a man or anyone in this world to fulfill me and satisfy me and make me who I am. But I can have someone who can come alongside me and I can come alongside him and we complement each other and we're able to be best friends and fully help to see what God's plans and purposes are for our lives be fulfilled together and continue our race and our journey together. And so it's been an interesting thing for me, you know, because I feel like when I was young, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I of course, like most little girls, I saw myself, you know, or I had sometimes pictures of myself being married and having a family. But from very young, I always knew that if it happened for me, it was going to be much later in life. I knew that it wasn't going to be something that happened, you know, super young, you know, in my 20s. Well, I guess technically I'm still in my 20s. I got a few more months before I'm 30, which will be in June. And so I just knew that it wasn't going to be super young age like a lot of people around me, and especially, you know, growing up in church. I just knew it. I just knew in my heart that it wasn't going to be that way. And so even though a lot of people would speak those things over me, and, you know, meaning speak into existence or, you know, into the atmosphere for me about me having a husband and having a family, because I am very motherly, I am very nurturing, I just knew, you know, that my path was going to be different. I always had the dreams and visions that I'm living today. I knew from a very young age, you know, Jesus showed me that I was going to be living the things that I'm doing now and where I'm headed. He showed me these things. And so from very early on, my life was directed around my dreams and my passions. I can count very few times in my life where it was directed around a guy. Of course, I had crushes. Of course, I liked people and, you know, especially at specific times and periods of my life, but I can count the times when my life would be directed around a guy. Usually my life was directed around my dreams and aspirations, and it wasn't until I started walking in grace about 5 years ago this year that I really just started to embrace who I was. I didn't feel the need anymore to have to explain myself to people. Like, I'm sure a lot of other people who are single, and especially if you are starting to be in your late 20s, you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever age you where you are, you know, we've all experienced where you feel a need to have to explain yourself to people why you're single and to try to, you know, to explain to them that you are normal and it's okay and you're not, quote unquote, out of God's will or any of that other crazy stuff, you know, and that people that when they want to try to either push that on you or encourage you in that direction. And I feel like over the years, I have overcome the pressures to be married and start a family. You know, I know one day I'm going to be a mom regardless, and I love children so much, whether it be through adoption, whether it be through if I get married one day and we have children of my own, you know, or of our own if I have a husband, you know, but I've overcome those. By the grace of God, I'm able to overcome those pressures because he's shown me over time that my life is uniquely my own, my journey is uniquely my own, and I don't want to live my life trying to search for another half or search for someone who can satisfy me or sustain me. You know, I saw too much of that in relationships growing up, and I see a lot of that now where people are looking to other people to satisfy them and fill them up, and I feel that that sets your relationship up for a fail because, honestly, two halves don't equal a whole. Two halves equal a hot mess. A whole is two whole people coming together in wholeness in the grace of God, and that has a much higher chance of succeeding. And even if it doesn't succeed according to the world standards, I feel that it can end on so much of a healthier note because each person is healthy within themselves, you know? And so through God's grace of showing me who I really was and how he viewed me, it really helped me to overcome those pressures to be married and to start a family. You know, and I don't have to feel uncomfortable just because when people talk to me, my life is different or they don't understand. Or even at the times when I was in church and people were just like, shocked or not understanding, like, well, why don't you want to be married? Why aren't you in a relationship? Well, you know, God has created man for woman, and they start giving me all these Bible verses like I don't know the Bible. And so, you know, I just learned, well, I can only be who God created me to be. I can only be myself and walk in my journey. And I don't have to feel like any less of a woman or person because I'm single and because I'm happily single. And if I want to enjoy a man's company, then I can do that. If I want to be in a relationship, I can do that. If I want to be married one day, I can do that. And if I don't want to be married, I can do that. I can be exactly who I am and who God created me to be with no pressures and no worries or no fear. And I want to encourage anyone else in that who is single right now, and whether if you're happily single or struggling in that singleness, you know, my desire for you is that you'll be able to see yourself through God's eyes, allow Him to be able to nurture you and love you in such a way that you'll see that you're not empty, that when someone comes into your life, you'll be able to attract someone who is also whole. Because the last thing you want is to be so desperate to be in a relationship, to be married, to have a family, that you attract and am drawn to your life someone who just feel, you don't want to attract or draw someone in your life who just feeds into those insecurities and into those wounds in your heart. You want to draw someone who helps to build your strengths, and you build their strengths, and you're able to come together in an amazing union, an amazing, wonderful intimacy. And I feel that for those of us who are single, and it is a gift, you know, it is a gift from God, I believe, because you are able to have this opportunity to truly and fully love yourself and enjoy yourself and give 100% of yourself to your dreams, your aspirations, your community. That's one of the things I'm super thankful about, you know, is I have all of this time in my life and these opportunities to love myself, enjoy myself, and give 100% of myself to my dreams, my aspirations, and my community. Very few people, when they're in relationships, the person, like I said, has to be similar to them and how they function and how they believe. Like, they have to have similar belief systems, you know, and both be equally ambitious, passionate, determined, etc. You know, but very few people are able to be in a wonderful, committed, healthy relationship and still be themselves and still pursue their dreams and their passions and give their all, because relationships do take up a lot of your time, especially for when people get married. Your life is no longer your own. Your life is your spouse's, and your spouse's life is yours, and you come together in that. And so, you know, we have to make sure that we're ready for that, you know, because if not, you know, we're rushing into something that we haven't even given ourselves time to see that that's what we really want and what we desire, and for the right reasons. You know, I'm so glad to be able to spend my time with myself. I really enjoy my own company. A lot of people don't. They won't admit it to themselves, but a lot of people don't enjoy their own companies. A lot of people don't really like themselves. And how do you think you're going to be able to have someone truly love you and enjoy you when you can't even enjoy yourself? It's like, you want to make sure in your relationship that the person feels and knows that you truly love and value yourself, they truly love and value themselves, and you're able to join together in that. For those of you who are not in a relationship and you've been thinking, well, what is God doing with me? What can I do with my life? God is blessing you either way, whether you're in a relationship or you're not. God is taking care of you. Allow yourself, you know, to use this time in being single to really just enjoy yourself, enjoy your life, enjoy who you are. What are your dreams? What are your passions? Where are places that you want to travel? Really allow yourself to build yourself up and to invest in your inner and outer being from the overflow of your heart, you know, just to enjoy who you are, because there's nothing, almost nothing greater than that, to truly enjoy yourself, to truly be comfortable in your body and your mind and the way that you function. And it's taken me, like I said, I'm almost 30 years old, but I'm thankful it still happened now, because we don't have to wait till later on in life. And if you are later on in life, that's okay too. But I'm just saying, it's never too late to be able to truly enjoy yourself, to truly love yourself. And so I'm really thankful for the gift of singleness. I'm thankful to be able to just enjoy my life, and whether if I'm weird to other people or it doesn't make sense to them, or I've been, you know, grown up called all different kinds of names, it doesn't matter, because I'm happy with who I am and I'm happy with who God has created me to be. And I feel that if and when the time comes that I meet someone, you know, whom I want to spend the rest of my life with, and they want to spend the rest of their life with me, or we get to that point, that they're going to be satisfied in the fact that I'm satisfied in myself, and I know that I will be satisfied in the fact that he's satisfied in himself. And so that makes for such an easier and healthier relationship, and where I don't have to feel pressures to conform, or pressures to fill a void that only God can fill, or for them to fill a void in me that only God can fill. Our next segment of the night is called Mythbusters. This is where we begin to explore and break down long-held beliefs that I believe actually make it hard for us to experience the love of God that was given as a free gift when He created us and through Jesus. Not only can believing lies about God affect our relationship and belief in Him, believing lies can affect how we feel about ourselves and others. We were created to live in freedom, love, grace, hope, courage, boldness, confidence, determination, compassion, clarity, and peace. Myths and lies mess with the flow of our original design. Disclaimer, and this applies to every single episode of Spirit and Soul. I am not trying to convince anybody of anything. I am simply enjoying my life with God and sharing all that I receive with others. And if this is not for you, that's okay. I won't be offended. I will continue to be myself and encourage you anyway. I accept you and love you as you are. On this Mythbusters, I want to share this clip by one of my favorite speakers, dear friends and inspirational mentor, Dawn Warner. I listen to her messages over and over, and they have brought great healing, hope, and encouragement to my life, being, and relationships. With this being Valentine's Day, aka Single Awareness Day, I wanted to share this 2015 clip from Dawn that I titled, There Is Nothing Wrong With You.
Hey everyone, I really felt to share my heart tonight about being single on Valentine's Day. And the reason I wanted to share about this is because I was on Facebook and I saw everyone's news feed and I saw all the just the photos and of people getting gifts, of people getting engaged, of just all the interaction on Facebook about Valentine's Day. And it started having a crazy voice to me. And it started having a voice to me of, look at you. Where is your husband? Where is your boyfriend? And Jesus immediately spoke to my heart. And He immediately spoke truth to me and said, you're mine. You're my beloved. You are complete in me. So I just wanted to encourage you that no matter where you're at in your relationship status, that you are Jesus's. You are made for God. You are His. You're His beloved. And you're His beloved son. You're His beloved daughter. And that we're first complete in Christ before we have that one or we have that other one, that we first have to receive His love, His glory, His good opinion, and let Him heal us in some places before we reach out and have another relationship. So I just felt to share it with you that you're not alone, that you're Jesus' beloved, and you're made for Him, and that you're complete in Christ. And if you're feeling lacking in any area today because of all the hype of Valentine's Day, know that you are Jesus's Valentine. You're His favorite, that He saw you, that you were the joy that was set before Him, that if you were the only one, He would have done it just for you. So I want to encourage you to sit with Jesus. Let Him love on you. Let Him heal some places in your heart that He knows have need healing. He knows everything you've been through. He knows everything that you've been through. He co-lives this life with you. Our Father, Son, Holy Spirit co-live this life with you. And they know what you're thinking, and they know what you're feeling, and they know the truth you need to be convinced of. So let Him convince you today. Let Him convince you that you're not lacking anything, that you're complete in Christ, that you are perfect, that you're beautiful, that you're wanted, accepted, loved, and treasured, that you're His, that you're made for Him, that you're the bride of Christ. Even if you are a son, you're still the bride of Christ. So I just want to encourage you that you're not lacking anything. Today of all days is no different. You know, thank God that everyone is, you know, showing outpour of loving, but our Father showed His heart for us when Jesus went to the cross for us. That's where we look to. We look to the Godhead, that Jesus Christ and the Godhead is the only truth about us today. So if you're feeling lacking in any area, take your heart to Jesus, have a Trinity meeting, and let him persuade you that you are his beloved, that in you he is well pleased, and how perfect you are, and let him heal your heart in the ways and places he knows you need healing. So happy Valentine's Day to you. Just a quick little message to tell you that you are his Valentine, that you are his favorite, you are his beloved. He can't get enough of you. He delights in you. He hangs in every word that you say, and all his thoughts to you are for good, and you're loved. You are loved and treasured and wanted. So have a great night and know you're loved. Thank you so much.
I wanted to end this segment with a song by one of my longtime favorite artists, JoJo. This is her song, Exceptional. There is nothing wrong with you. You are not a hot mess. You are a beautiful masterpiece. Your story is worth telling and living. Every part of you, from your head to your toes, inside and out, is exceptional and phenomenal. Never believe the lies that you're not good enough or worthy of love. True love starts within.
Change the name.
listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grindheart Radio. This is our Valentine's Day special. If you've been following my social media at all, then you're already familiar with this next segment. It started as a video series, and now I'm incorporating it into this radio show, Woman to Woman. This was created to help encourage, empower, and inspire me and other women and young girls. I wanted my best friend, Veronica Esquivel Winters, who is a certified holistic life coach, clinical aromatherapist, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker, to lead this segment with me. Tonight on Woman to Woman, we're sharing about the power of self-love. No matter where you've been, no matter what has happened to you, no matter what anyone says, you are worthy of loving. Talk to yourself and treat yourself like you would treat someone you love. You are the best investment you will ever make. To watch this video series, go to my official YouTube channel, Sade Champagne, and search Woman to Woman Diaries. Today on Woman to Woman, Veronica and I are going to be talking about the power of self-love. The power of self-love. Did you know that you are the best investment you will ever make? I know that in our world and growing up as women, especially because we're so maternal and we're so full of love, we're so full of generosity. We are, obviously men help us to give life, but we are the one who carries children and bring them into this world. So we are always living from that maternal, you know, perspective. And oftentimes that can cause us to put ourselves last. And we're taught to put ourselves last and that's what makes you a virtuous and a powerful woman. But Veronica and I want to offer you a different perspective today, that you are the best investment you will ever make. And you being able to love and empower yourself through the grace of God is going to saturate every area of your life. We are huge believers in self-love. So first off, taking care of yourself is not selfish. Taking care of yourself is not selfish. Would you look at me or listen to me and think that I'm a selfish person? If you're in your right mind, you're going to say no really quickly. I'm one of the most generous, loving, kind, gracious, giving people you will ever meet in your life. And I love it. I love being giving. It's just from the overflow of my heart. But do you know the reason why I am this way? Because I am continuously receiving from the love and the goodness of Jesus. Every single day of my life, every single moment, that is the driving force behind my life, is the love of God for me. And through his love for me, that empowers me to share that love with him in return and also love myself, believe in myself, and care for myself every single day. I take time in the morning because I enjoy it. And we want to share these things with you, that for us, they're not as from a place of work. It's not as a place where we must do this. Well, there are some things that you must do or you really will pass on soon. Like if you don't eat enough, you don't drink enough water, you know, those are just natural things you do have to do. But all that to say, the things that we're sharing with you and that Veronica and I do in our lives, they're not things that we have to do. They're things that we enjoy doing and that have been super beneficial to us. So back to what I was saying. When I wake up in the morning, I love doing morning yoga. I love starting my morning with yoga and with a moment of meditation. I put on one of my favorite songs, most likely is Good Good Father, because I play that song all day, every day. And so as I'm doing my morning yoga session to that song, I just feel so rejuvenated, so encouraged. And that's how I start my day. Then I go in to make sure I'm able to eat breakfast. And so I'm already empowering myself for my day naturally, because that's from the overflow of my heart. That's what I enjoy. And through even just those little moments and that time, I feel so much energy throughout my day. I feel so empowered. I take moments throughout my day that are just for me, allow myself to eat enough, allow myself to drink enough water, allowing myself to go on walks when I want to, as I shared about with yoga, really taking care of myself. And that all goes into the self-love. I spend time in front of my mirror. I spend time listening to my voice, listening to my breath, taking time to listen to what God says about me, most importantly. And through this self-love, that's how I'm able to give everything that I am and everything that I have to others. It didn't just come out of nowhere. It's not from me saying, I must love, I must give. No, it's from the overflow of my heart. And I believe that truly through this self-love and self-care is how I'm able to give my all every single day, you know. And I've struggled with that in the past because, You just give so much of yourself to others. You just give, give, give. And it's not from a well. You're giving literally from a drain where you just don't have anything there. And you feel so depleted at the end of the day. And God never created us to be depleted. He created us to live from the overflow. And so through me learning how to rest in God's love, just receiving what he says about me, what Jesus accomplished on the cross for us and through us, that has empowered me to be able to see myself the way that he sees me, seeing others the way that he sees them, and moving forward in my day and my daily activities, knowing that it's okay to put myself first. And through me putting myself first, that's how I'm able to serve others with everything that I have. And so I'm going to pass it along to Veronica.
Yes, so thank you, Shade. I absolutely agree. One of the things that I also obviously agree that it's important to love ourselves first and put ourselves first. I used to struggle with this, to be honest with you, because I used to think that that was me being selfish. I was always taught to put others first before I put myself. And so that's pretty much how what I was taught and what I thought was the right thing to do. I thought it was me being humble by doing that as well. And then I discovered that personally, I felt it was false. You know, I decided that I wanted to start to put myself first and to love myself first. And I'm not, to be honest with you, it was a little bit difficult. I would still struggle with those feelings that I was being selfish, that I was not being humble, I wasn't being a good servant, quote unquote. If I did this, that, and it got into other deeper things as well. But I wouldn't let those thoughts get in the way of a choice that I made, that I wanted to begin to love myself and put myself first. And the more things I started, when I started practicing this, I guess when I say is like, I would look at myself in the mirror, speak positive things over myself, recognize my good positive things about myself, whether it was physical or even my character, that really helped me and encouraged me to begin to see myself for who I really was. Another big thing was, asking Papa, asking God, how he sees me and who he says that I am. That really helped me to begin to love myself as well. I personally feel like it's a choice, it's a choice and it's something that we get to choose to do. We can choose to put ourselves first. We can choose to love ourselves first. And I've noticed a great difference in my life. Just how it allowed me to view other people as well. I was able to see the gold in them. I was able to truly, truly love them and to be able to love them unconditionally because I was receiving that for myself. I was loving myself unconditionally. I was receiving unconditional love from, the family, from Jesus, Holy Spirit, and God. I was receiving their unconditional love, so I was able to love myself unconditionally and also love others unconditionally too. So it's really important. Like Sade was saying, there's lots of different ways that we could love ourselves, by the way we eat, by the way we think of ourselves, by the way we speak to ourselves, by how forgiving we are of ourselves, how gentle and kind we are with ourselves, enjoying the things that we love to do, making time for ourselves to go get a manicure, pedicure, or hair done, whatever it is that makes you feel good about yourself. That's just loving yourself and caring for yourself from the inside out, It's just very important.
Awesome. Well, we love you all so much, and most importantly, you are loved and valued by God, and the power of self-love is incredible, because just as much as we are to believe in God, more importantly, he believes in us, and that is what empowers us to believe in him, and through that, it empowers us to believe in ourselves. So not only can we be confident in God, but God is confident in us, and we can be confident in ourselves because he is confident in us, and that empowers us to be able to love ourselves. fully and completely.
Our next segment of the night is Words of Life. This is where I speak words of affirmation over you, your dreams, your loved ones, and your life. We will be featuring this segment with new words of affirmation every single episode because with all the cynicism and pessimism that tries to drown us, we can afford to hear the truth as often as possible. I believe in the power of words because I have seen negativity, criticism, and discouragement tear people down. I have seen encouragement lift people's spirits and alter the very course of their destinies. What we hear and listen to are what will be birthed in our hearts, and it will definitely affect what we believe, think, and feel. Play this as many times as you need to and allow yourself to just soak in not only this segment, but the entire episode. You are the best investment you will ever make.
There is nothing wrong with me. I was created in the image of God. I lack no good thing. I am not a project or a car that needs to be fixed. I don't look to other people to fill me up and be my happiness. I allow God to fill my heart and bring me joy. I am a whole person. I am healed and healthy. I am an atmosphere changer. I don't have to live in fear of making mistakes because even when I make the wrong decision, God can still help me. I will never be finished, washed up, or thrown away. God will always rescue me. God will always come to me. I will always be valuable to God and His gem. God will always stay with me. God will always live in me. My life is valuable. I will always be of great significance. I don't compare myself or life to others. My journey is uniquely my own. What's for me is for me. God will always provide and make a way for me. I don't live to prove people wrong. I live from the overflow of my heart. I don't allow other people to control or determine how I feel about myself or treat others. In all situations, I am authentically myself. Every morning when I wake up, I am energetic and refreshed. God rejuvenates my entire being and life every moment of every day. I wake up ready to flow and rise throughout my day. And even on my worst day, I am still a masterpiece and chosen by God. I am a dream catcher. I attract health, wealth, and abundance. I don't allow anything or anyone to box me in or discredit me. I don't dismiss my victories. Instead, I celebrate every time I choose love over fear, every time I choose to keep going instead of quit. I always show up. I show up in every aspect and area of my life. I celebrate every victory along the way. I will persevere and prevail. You're listening to Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio. I want to take the time to answer one of your questions. People always ask me how to know if a guy or girl really loves and cares for you. So, first off, I want to ask you, how do they communicate with you? Communication is key. Communication, as we always hear, is very important in a relationship. It's not only talking, but it's listening and making sure you actually comprehend what the person is saying and what they're sharing with you. How does this guy or girl communicate with you? Are they open to you? Do they allow you into their lives and into their heart? You know, I believe when someone truly cares about you, there's intimacy that's there. And intimacy doesn't necessarily have to be physical, but true intimacy, I believe, actually starts spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And a person being able to stimulate you from those inner areas, being able to stimulate you without even touching you, but how they actually communicate and speak to you. How do they treat you? It's important to make sure that the person treats you like royalty, that if you're a guy, that you are treated like a king. If you are a woman, you deserve to be treated like a queen. How do they treat you? Are they respectful towards you? Especially when they don't get their way? How do they respond to you? Do they all of a sudden change their behavior and their attitude towards you if they do not get or receive what they want from you? If they do, then that means they don't really care about you. But if there's someone who still continues to be the same way they were to you when you met, that's someone who truly cares about you. Also, their intention, transparency, vulnerability, those things are huge. You know, are they intentional in your relationship, in your communication, in the way that they treat you? You know, intention is huge. You know, and we can even ask people, what are your intentions with me? You don't have to be afraid to ask someone that in a relationship where as you're building a relationship. Because as we all know, time is precious and valuable. Even though God restores our time and He restores everything, some stuff we just walk blindly into and we can avoid some unnecessary heartache by asking some very honest and open questions. You know, like I said, the person really allowing you to see into them and who they are and things that they feel and places that they've been, you know, those are huge in relationships. How you treat yourself first and how you treat them are what will empower them to either treat you the same or keep it moving. If you notice throughout this episode, I've been talking about this, the investment in yourself, because you're so worth it and so valuable. You're worthy. How do you treat yourself first? That will also reflect how you treat others and give them permission on how to treat you. We will attract what we reflect. We will attract what we reflect.
Now I want to take some time to pray for you and your family. As you know, I do this every week. I believe in the power of prayer. God hears even the prayers and things we don't say. I want to stand with you and your loved ones for every need and care in your heart. If it matters to you, then it matters to me, and it matters to God. He is constantly bringing everything together, healing you, and restoring your life so that you will transcend every and any you could ever face in this world. So this first one is anonymous. It says, thanks for uplifting people in prayer. God bless you. My request is salvation for my siblings back in Africa, as well as God's provision for food and amenities back there. If you could lift me in prayer as well, that I may walk in my purpose, God bless you and thank you. Father God, I thank you so much for this precious person, this precious, beautiful person. I thank you that you are already opening her family members or their family members' hearts, that you're opening their hearts to be able to receive your love and your grace. Thank you that they're open. Thank you that their hearts are softening, their ears are softening, their minds, their eyes are softening to be able to really see you. Thank you that you're strategically setting it up for them every day of their lives and throughout their passing in the day and their activities. You're setting it up for divine encounters, for people to encourage them, to love them, to display who you are to them. And thank you that they are receiving that love and that they are just continuing to be open to you. And thank you for sealing the deal. I also thank you for providing any type of food and amenities and anything that her family needs back home in Africa. I thank you that you are providing for them, that they will not have to lack any good thing. Thank you that you are bringing people to them who can provide for them financially, who will be able to care for them, who will be able to provide them resources or whatever that is needed. Also, she said to lift her up in prayer. I thank you, Father God, that you are encouraging her heart tonight to know that she is walking in your purpose, that they are walking in your purpose for her being for her to receive your love and your grace and everything else that from her life will come from that full and overflow fountainous place. And I just thank you so much for renewing her joy and encouraging her from deep within and just really igniting the passion that you have placed in her heart, that she's receiving it and really knowing herself as you know her, in Jesus' name. All right, this one is from Kathy Lee. She says to pray for her mom. They found a nodule on her lungs. All right, and I'm wondering which lung it is, Kathy, because I'm feeling like I see it's on the left side. I think the left or the left side. All right. Either way, we thank you, Father God, that you are the God who heals. And right now we just speak to Kathy's mom's lungs, and I thank you that you are shrinking that nodule and whatever that is called, that nodule, whatever, if there's any ailment, illness in her body, there's any type of germ or virus, I thank you that you are healing her and that you are restoring her health, rejuvenating her strength, that you are quickening her immune system, and thank you that you are just granting her your peace and your comfort. Thank you that you're bringing peace to Kathy and her family right now, and that you are healing them from any worry, any fear, any type of anxiety that is trying to overwhelm them, and any dread. I thank you that you are removing dread from them in Jesus' name. For Mary Karakalos, she says, pray for healing for Anna. Anna is her daughter. Father God, I thank you once again that you are the God who heals. And I speak to Anna's body right now, and I thank you. I say we click in her body in Jesus' name, and that you're bringing life to her body and healing to her, that she is able to fully live in divine health. Thank you that whatever the ailment is, that you are strengthening her day by day, and that you are just bringing life and newness to her in Jesus' name. All right, everyone, as you know, if you're listening into the show or if you want to message me, you can, to send in your prayer requests. I'm going to look through to see if there's anything you guys have sent me. Hold on. Because I also have more prayer requests that you guys have sent to me today, so I'm reading through those live on the show. And you guys should know, when I say that I'm going to pray for you and I pray for people, I really mean it. I don't just say it because it sounds cute. I really mean that I'm praying for you and that I'm here with you in this. And it's an honor to be able to pray for you. All right, Michelle Francis says, pray for me and Nick. Hope my situation gets better and not worse. My son needs us. Father God, I thank you so much for Michelle, Nick, and their baby boy. Thank you for bringing reconciliation to this family. Thank you for strengthening them and help and healing them from deep within so that they can be strong for their baby boy. Thank you that you protect him and keep him safe and watch over him. Thank you that you protect his mind and his body and his being. Thank you that you protect Michelle and Nick's minds and their being. Thank you that you are speaking life to their confidence and to their self-esteem, that they will be able to see themselves the way that you see them and be able to start building their lives from that place in Jesus' name. This anonymous, it says, thank you so much. Sade means so much. Yes, I need all the prayer and help I can get. I'm struggling with school and my career, also having problems with a special someone. All right, Father God, I thank you so much for precious son of yours. I thank you that you are the God who brings restoration to any area of our life and that you resurrect the dead places in our lives and in our dreams and in our beings. And for right now, for his school, I thank you that you are helping him to get the support and help that he needs through school, whether it be through finances that he needs, through financial aid, or whether it be through, I'm feeling like part of it is financial aid, and part of it, you being stressed within school, and it could be like affecting your grades and affecting the way you're able to study. Father God, I thank you that you are strengthening his mind, you're strengthening his memory and his ability to be able to comprehend and understand, that you're increasing his ability to be able to learn. Thank you that you are bringing him all the support and resources that he needs for school and in his career. Thank you for giving him a sense of direction. Thank you for fueling the passions in his heart. Thank you for encouraging him deep within the places where he's felt disappointment. Thank you for healing that disappointment and renewing him and restoring him with your life in Jesus' name. And also in the relationship problems that he's talking about, thank you that you are bringing clarity and life to that situation and that you're bringing healing to it for whichever way that it goes. You know, whether if it's something that continues on or whether if it's something that needs to end, thank you for bringing healing to it and that it can be from a healthy place in Jesus' name. Also, for my friend Christina Olson, she wrote on Facebook, she just got back from the doctor, a small abscess grew on the inside stitch of their daughter Angelina's wound, so she is back on antibiotics and another 10 days of no school, and she's already missed a month. All right, Father God, I thank you that you are with Angelina and you are in her and that you are for her. Thank you that you are with this family. You're in them. You're for them. Thank you that you are just healing Angelina from the inside out. Thank you that all the germs, any type of viruses, whatever that has been trying to attack her body, we thank you that even right now we say no and that you have brought healing to her. Thank you that you have brought healing to her, and that you are radiating her entire body from the inside out, that you're quickening her and strengthening her from deep within, that any type of growths are eradicating from her body, that they're literally leaving, and that you are just filling her with your health and new cells and just newness in her skin and every area of her body. And I just thank you for strengthening her in Jesus' name. Another segment we'll be featuring every episode, as you all know, is called Celebration Break. This is where I share testimonies from my life and ones that you share with me. I think it's important to celebrate every victory along the way, even the little ones. So the celebration that I want to share with you all tonight, or the victory, is I've been praying for someone's finances, and they've been receiving surprise bonuses in the mail, and they have been making higher tips at their serving job. Can you believe that? That is amazing. Like, look at our God. He never ceases to amaze me with how wonderful he is and the way that he provides for us. And, she's literally been receiving bonuses in the mail and of surprise checks and gift certificates, and also receiving great and high tips at work. And so for anyone who's struggling in their finances, anyone who's been struggling in their career, you've been feeling dread any area of your life, I thank you right now, Jesus, that you have brought calmness to our spirits. Thank you that you have brought healing to our beings, and you have brought life to us. Thank you that we are able to relax and see things and see ourselves the way that you see them. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you have already placed your hands on our hearts and you have calmed the storm within us. Thank you that we're able to focus and we have mental clarity and we're able to see clearly. And thank you that we're able to focus, and thank you that we're able to relax. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 7 of my brand new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, right here on Grindhard Radio. Thank you to TK for helping me to create and produce our theme song, and to Caitlin Quake for singing background vocals. Thank you to Kata Mafiaso from Grindhard Radio for helping me to create and produce our radio drop. Thank you to Dawn Warner for your clip on There Is Nothing Wrong With You, and my castmate Veronica Esquivel Winters. Thanks to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio shows. Our final song of the night is Find Yourself in You by Everlife. We are always looking outward for all the happiness, satisfaction, and peace we deeply desire. It's all within you. It's already who God created you to be and what He's blooming in your heart. God is for you, and He doesn't want you to live life running around like a chicken with its head cut off. You were created to transcend and radiate forever in perfect love and freedom. Next week's episode is titled Building Healthy Relationships. We experience so much of our lives through our relationships. This is often where we experience the most heartache and wounds from the past. We'll be discussing how to live in freedom in our relationships and receive strength when we feel weak. Veronica and I are bringing another Woman to Woman segment. Ty Jordan is bringing a new Grace Fit segment. I'll be sharing more words of life, answering your questions, taking your prayer requests, and another celebration break. Plus, we'll be giving away more prizes and gifts. Thanks for listening to episode 7 of my new show, Spirit and Soul with Sade Champagne, and I'll see you next Monday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Spirit, as you flow.